Rule 4. Maintain a reverential estimation of him, coupled with submission unto him for his work's sake. 1 Corinthians 4:1, Let a man so account of us, as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:12, And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. 1 Timothy 5:17, Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. 1 Peter 5:5, Submit yourselves unto the elders. Hebrews 13:17, Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Clarification 4. The respect and estimation here required is civil, the motive sacred, whence the honor of the minister is the grace of the church, and proper regard to him a gospel duty that is acceptable to God in Christ. 1 Timothy 5:17, And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. Honor and reverence are due only to elevated positions among men in some kind or other. That this is given to pastors by their employment is proved by their titles. They are called angels, Revelation 1:20, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. Hebrews 12:22, But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. They are called bishops or overseers, and are set in their place by God. Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel, therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. Acts 20:28, Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. Titus 1:7, For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. They are called ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20, Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. They are called stewards. 1 Corinthians 4:1, Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. They are called men of God. 1 Samuel 2:27, And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, Thus says the Lord, Did I plainly appear unto the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? 1 Timothy 6:11, But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. They are called rulers. Hebrews 13:7, Remember them which have the rule over you who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation. 17 Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. They are called lights. Matthew 5:14, You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. They are called salt. Matthew 5:13, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. They are called fathers. 1 Corinthians 4:15, For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. And by many more such like terms are they described. If under these notions they honor God as they ought, God will also honor them as he has promised, and his people are in conscience to esteem them highly for their work's sake. But if any of them be fallen angels, thrown down stars, negligent bishops, treacherous ambassadors, lordly reveling stewards, tyrannical or foolish rulers, blind guides, unsavory salt, insatiate dogs, the Lord and his people shall abhor them and cut them off in a month. Zechariah 11:8, three shepherds also I cut off in one month, and my soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me.